أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. والله جعل لكم من بيوتكم سكنا وجعل لكم من جلود الأنعام بيوتا تستخفونها يوم ظعنكم ويوم إقامتكم ومن أصوافها وأوبارها وأشعارها أثاثا ومتاعا إلى حين. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about how He had removed us, and He was the one to draw us out and take us out from the bellies of our mothers. And He said that when we came into this world, we knew nothing, absolutely nothing. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained how He had created within us the faculties through which we may now acquire and learn knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how the birds, how they fly, and how they take flight into the atmosphere of the heavens, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is responsible for keeping them in the atmosphere. In today's ayah number 80, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of a few other bounties of His. Allah says, وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُم مِّن بُيُوتِكُمْ سَكَنًا. Allah speaks of our homes and the houses in which we live. This is also a great ni'mah and great bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says, He has made for you your houses. What is the purpose and what is the objective of the home? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, سَكَنًا, in order to provide peace, comfort, tranquility. That is the whole objective of a home, and that is the purpose that a home should serve. In fact, in Arabic, we refer to a home as a maskan. Maskan, maskan. It's translated as a home. But maskan actually means a place of comfort. A place of comfort. And that is the objective of the home. If it is not providing the comfort, the peace, then it is a house, but it is not a home. And sometimes you find certain people, individuals cannot stay at home. They just can't. They can't stay in the confines of the home. They have to be outside of the home. That is where they find peace and comfort. Then there's some serious issues in the home that need to be resolved in order to make that home a sakan, a place of comfort, and a source of tranquility. Because that is the whole objective and purpose. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He has made your home a sakan for you, a source of peace and comfort for you. You're out the whole day and you are working and you come back and that is your source of comfort. وَجَعَلَ لَكُم مِّن جُلُودِ الْأَنْعَامِ بُيُوتًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again speaks of the an'am, the cattle. Allah spoke of it right in the beginning of this chapter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of it during the chapter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the milk that is derived from al-an'am. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah speaks of some of the other benefits of the jilud. Jilud is the plural of jild. Jild refers to skin, or jild refers to the hide of these cattle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and He has created you from the hides of cattle, homes, buyutan. This refers specifically or more aptly to the nomadic tribes, the nomads and the Bedouins, those who would move from one region to another region in search of suitable conditions and climates and in search of suitable pastures. So they would move around, the nomads, and they would pitch up these tents made of animal hides. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and they are those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the hides of animals and the hides of these cattle, buyutan, as houses. تَسْتَخِفُونَهَا. Allah says, which you find light. It's easy, a tent. When you have to carry it, it's easy to carry it. And when you have to pitch it up, it's easy, it's simple. Allah says, تَسْتَخِفُونَهَا. It's a home, but yet you find it so light, you can carry it on your back. بُيُوتًا. Allah says, they are homes that you carry. تَسْتَخِفُونَهَا. You find it light to carry. يَوْمَ ظَعْنِكُمْ. The day you have to travel, it's easy and simple for you to just fold it up and travel with it. وَيَوْمَ إِقَامَتِكُمْ And the day when you camp, the day when you decide to set up camp, it is so easy and light for you to do so. Then Allah says, وَمِنْ أَصْوَافِهَا Then from the wool, there are animals that have wool. How many of us are wearing garments this morning that are created from wool, that are created from the wool of certain animals? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then from the wool of animals, وَأَوْبَارِهَا And from the fur of certain animals, وَأَشْعَارِهَا From the hair of other animals, asasan. Allah has given you asas, household items. They are household items, they are household goods, they are clothing items that we have created for you from all these animals. وَمَتَاعًا And from all these different types of skins and fur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He has created for you mata', things that you enjoy in this world and things that you take benefit from ilaheen up to appointed time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us how thankful and grateful we have to be over these items that we have, household items and clothing items that we have within our homes and that we use on a daily basis. We have to express gratitude and thanks to Allah. That is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us specific du'as to recite whenever we enjoy a specific ni'm of Allah. So after, before you entering the washroom, there's a du'a. When you leave the washroom, there's a du'a. Because it's such a great ni'mah that Allah has given us the ability to relieve ourselves. When we wake up in the morning, there's a du'a. When we eat, after we eat, there's a specific du'a. After water, a specific du'a. After we drink milk, there's another specific du'a. When we put on our garments in the morning, there's a specific du'a. When we get into our vehicle, there's a du'a. So when we are reading these du'as, that's why it's so, so important for us to read the du'as at that specific point when we enjoy that ni'mah. When we do that, we are expressing our thanks to Allah. We are expressing our thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah then preserves that ni'mah for you. Allah preserves that bounty for you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you in it. Allah then speaks of other bounties. وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُم مِّمَّا خَلَقْ ظِلَالًا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He has created for you shades. He has created for you shades from the different things that He has created. How often, subhanAllah, did we even think of shade as a ni'mah from Allah? A bounty from Allah. Imagine if the world was without shade. Imagine if Allah created things and they could not provide shade. How uncomfortable that would be. How much difficulty and discomfort people would experience. We have ceilings, we have roofs over our heads that provide us with shade. We have umbrellas at times that provide us with shade. We have trees under which we could sit and we could enjoy the shade. How unpleasant it would be if you go out on an outing. And the first thing we do when we go out on an outing, whether it is for a picnic, whether it is for a braai, whatever it is, the first thing you want is you want to find a shady spot. You don't want to be standing outside in the heat. That outing will become unpleasant. So you look for a shady spot and you enjoy that shade. Allah says this is a ni'mah from Allah. This is a bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says He has created for you shades from all the things that He has brought into existence. وَجَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنَ الْجِبَالِ أَكْنَانًا And He has even made for you shelters within the mountains. Within the mountains, He has made for you shelters. Referring more to those people who take shelter in the caves found within the mountains and so forth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for them also Allah ta'ala has provided and created these shelters that exist within the mountains. وَجَعَلَ لَكُم سَرَابِيلًا And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He made for you sarabil garments. He has provided you with garments, sarabil, taqikum al-har. These garments, they protect you. They protect you against the heat. Wa sarabil. And He has provided you with a separate set of garments, taqikum ba'sakum, that protect you against your might. Meaning, those that are war, those garments that we wear at the time of war, at the time of battle. They are a separate type of garments. The objective of that garment is to protect you against the might, the force, and the power that is directed towards you from the enemy. So that's one set of garments. And the common set of garments that we all wear on a daily basis, Allah says it prevents it, it protects you against the heat. Now the thing is, Allah only mentions heat over here. Whereas you find in the garment we wear, especially during this season, We are wearing garments to protect us against the cold. But Allah doesn't speak of the cold here. Allah only speaks about the heat. There are two interpretations. One is, this ayah was revealed in the land of Arabia. The land of Arabia, even up to today, when we think of the land of Arabia, the first thing that comes to mind about the climate and the weather is heat. Never do you think of snowfall over there. Never do you think of the biting cold in those regions. But the first thing that comes to your mind is the heat. So what was constantly ever present in their minds was heat, and how could they find a source of protection against the heat? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He has provided you with these garments that protect you against the heat. Another interpretation that is given is, earlier Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He spoke about the hides of animals, He says, لَكُمْ فِيهَا دِفْءٌ. Over there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did already mention that you use the hides to provide warmth for yourself. So over there He spoke of the garments that provide warmth. Over here He's speaking of the garments that protect you and shield you against the heat. Again, the importance of reciting the dua. There's a dua, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the one who puts on his garment and he says, Alhamdulillahi alladhi kasani ma uwari bihi awrati wa tajammalu bihi fi hayati. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's one dua. The other dua, Alhamdulillahi alladhi kasani ma, Alhamdulillahi alladhi razaqani hadha wa la hawla li wa la quwwah. The person who recites this dua, Allah forgives his minor sins. When he puts on this garment and he recites this dua. So the importance of expressing thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when wearing our garments. Allah says, كَذَلِكَ يُتِمُّ نِعْمَتَهُ. Allah says, this is how Allah has perfected. I mean, think about all the things Allah mentioned. You come to realize that everything was created for our benefit. Everything was created for our benefit. The shade and everything else that we spoke of. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَذَلِكَ. Allah has done this, and this is what Allah does, so that He perfects His bounty over you, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُسْلِمُونَ. Why? So that you may surrender to Allah. So that you may surrender to Allah. Submit to Allah. You become a complete Muslim, surrendering to every commandment of Allah. That is how we express our shukr. For all these bounties, Allah teaches us how to express our shukr for their bounties. Allah says, I've given you all of this. In return, what do I want in return now? Is you surrender yourself to every will and to the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if they turn away, if they still turn away, after you speak to them about all the bounties that Allah has blessed them with, if they still turn away, then فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْكَ الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينُ. Your only duty and responsibility is to convey the clear message. يَعْرِفُونَ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ. Allah says they know, they fully recognize and they know all the bounties of Allah. ثُمَّ يُنْكِرُونَهَا. But they deny these bounties. وَأَكْثَرُهُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. And most of them are ungrateful. May Allah grant us the understanding.